Professor, last semester you gave me an extra assignment in class. You told me to make peace with my classmate Alex by having sex with him. I was, again, late with that assignment. I'd apologize, but to be perfectly truthful, I'm not sorry about it. I felt bad for missing the first assignment, the one that got me into this ridiculous predicament, but the second? Not even a little. You see, I had every intention of completing that assignment, but for all the nasty things you said to me, I do have ethics. I wanted to do the assignment well, to complete it as thoroughly as possible, and I really wanted to fill the objective. Believe it or not, I don't like being at odds with Alex in that class. If you had been able to listen to a typical conversation between him and me, you would have heard him starting it by saying something rude or aggressively ignorant. You would have seen me trying to pay him no attention. You would have seen him push me a little further and further until I snapped, telling him to shut up so I could focus on the lecture. There are few people as talented as that guy at pissing me off. He knows how to target the things that will make me furious. Truthfully, I don't even think he believes the crap that he lets come out of his mouth. I think he just likes to argue. Regardless of all that, you told me to fuck him. I spent the next several weeks thinking on that subject, trying to figure out how to do it. I continued to argue with him whenever we ran across each other, and since we have roughly the same coursework since our majors are the same department, it was often. I'd see him in the halls, and where in the past I'd fix my gaze at the end of the hall, keep my chin up, and pretend he wasn't even there, I started to make a habit of making some biting comment under my breath. I know he heard me, because over the last couple of months he started to return the hostility. I didn't feel any more rage towards him than normal, but I wanted to study him, see if I could figure out how to push his buttons like he pushed mine. I did this for 6 weeks, Professor. I tested, argued, made mental notes. And then the Friday night of finals, we both magically found ourselves at the same bar. The only bar on the hill. This semester kicked my ass, and I really wanted to let loose. Everyone did. The place was packed. Even off the dance floor, it was shoulder to shoulder, sweat everywhere, even though it was December. I loved every second of it. I was in my own world, drink in my hand, hips swaying and rolling on the dance floor, and I spotted him. Alex. I didn't plan on striking that night. I planned on watching him in the beginning of the spring semester, maybe engineer some sort of group project in the next semester's class or something. But hey, the vodka shots were working for me, and I could see he was 3 sheets to the wind, too. The music was moving me, and my body had officially taken over. It felt so good, Professor, just to get lost and shut off my brain for a while. Even in my state, I was surprised to find that I really was attracted to Alex. Even for all the fury that he made me feel, even though I wanted to smack him and staple his mouth shut more often than not, a very real, visceral part of me wanted to fuck him. He was on the outskirts of a patch of frat boys, trying to look cool even as he swayed absently. He was bored but looking around. I think he was checking out prospects and finding the room lacking. He only found it lacking because he hadn't seen me yet. I knew I looked good. Auburn hair falling around my shoulders, soft green knit shirt clung to my cleavage, articulating the soft round forms and hinting at my nipples, hard as pebbles because I was turned on, dark blue bootcut jeans and a wicked pair of heels. I meandered through the room, dancing my way over to his clump of men boys. When I was about 10 feet away from him, I caught him looking at me. He definitely noticed. Looked up, down, and back up again. I could see his eyes widen ever so slightly, and then I saw his bro-ish facade slip back on. He licked his lips and half-sneered, half-smiled. I got a wild hair and decided that tonight was the night. Alex would be fucking me tonight. A little thrill went through me, Professor, and I thought about you briefly. I hoped you'd be proud of me. I hoped you'd read this essay and get aroused, thinking about it. I slowed, stopped dancing, and sauntered over to him, each movement exaggerated by the warm tingle of alcohol. My eyes never left him, and I know this made him a little nervous. I got close to him, way inside his personal space. The nearness of him, the heat coming from his skin, the pungent, bitter sweetness of the beer on his breath. I just wanted him. Regardless of my assignment, here was a solid, touchable, fiery, hot man in front of me, and I just wanted to touch. So I did. No hesitation. I took my right hand and ran it over his stomach, letting my fingertips find the hard, sinewy contours before flattening my palm and tracing upward. And then, you know what he did, Professor? He swatted my hand away and circled my wrist with his hand. He pulled it away from him and gave me a threatening look. "Don't you touch me again," he said. There was menace in his voice, which, I hate to admit, made me even more wet. So I took my other hand and repeated the motion, only this time I snaked it up under his t-shirt and felt his skin. I was watching closely, paying attention to all the body language. He breathed in deeply, though he tried to make it seem nonchalant. I saw his eyelids flutter quickly, oh, so briefly, submitting to the pleasure of being touched. He tried to make it seem like it didn't happen, but I'm observant. He grabbed that wrist, too, and he pulled me toward him. He hissed in my ear. I said no. But if you want it so badly, fine, you'll fucking get it. With that, he roughly pulled me by my wrists in the direction of the bathroom. I almost toppled over on my impractical heels, but I quickly recovered and followed Alex down the hallway toward the tiny, untidy bathroom. He pushed open the door and flung me inside. Broken door with a shitty latch, rust on the mirror, cracked sink basin. The setting was perfectly fit for Alex's intense wrath. Professor, I was so turned on by his rage. Irritation can be so sexy depending on who's behind it. I'm having a hard time focusing on writing this essay. My hands keep wandering down in my panties. Whenever I think about that night, I just want to touch myself. But I won't. I'm already late enough on this assignment, and I have to get it done. When Alex threw me into the bathroom and followed me in, he slammed the door shut behind us. Lust and frustration flashed across his eyes. I knew how much he hated that we had pissed away an entire semester antagonizing each other. I knew how much he hated that in an unceremonious, drunken night in a shitty bar, I had made him want me. His pride wouldn't allow it. And yet it had. I couldn't use my best smug, triumphant smile, though, because I was in the exact same boat. Professor, you know how much he irritates me. You know exactly how much it would frustrate me to want him to do anything other than look down my nose at him. I feel like when you gave me that assignment, it had to be some kind of move to humble me. Well, congratulations, Professor. I was humbled. I wanted to touch him. I wanted to swallow his cock hole. I wanted to feel him knot his fingers in my hair and pump away at my throat. I wanted to hop up onto the desk, spread my legs, and have him lick me until I threw my head back and screamed. I just wanted. Apparently, Alex wanted too. He started tearing at my clothes and his, and I did too. Hands everywhere, articles of clothing half off and starting to tear, and then he kissed me. Hard. There was no affection, only raw sexuality, alloyed with his frustration. I returned as good as I got, digging my fingers into his ribs, trying to push my body against him, only he had me pinned to the tacky green tile wall. When he released my lips, I kissed my way down his neck over his shirt, and I lifted it to expose his stomach, and I licked, kissed, and sucked my way back up, pushing his shirt up over his head and throwing it onto the counter. When I reached his shoulder again, I bit. Hard. Oh, it felt so good to feel his muscled flesh in my mouth. He roared and pushed me harder into the wall. "You'll pay for that," he growled into my ear, and he grabbed a handful of hair, pulling me painfully down until I was sitting on my heels. I looked up at him, slightly stunned, and he stood back for a moment. He undid his belt buckle, that distinctive clinking sound like electricity on my clit, and undid his fly, one button at a time. Before my eyes, he pulled his cock out of his boxers, and I swallowed hard. I knew what he had in mind for me, but I wasn't sure how I was going to handle it. I stared for a moment and then looked back up to him. I was greeted by the smug smile and silence. He didn't ask. He didn't need to ask. In his large hands, he took my long red hair and wrapped it around his fingers, almost painfully, but not quite. He positioned my face over his cock's head and pushed in. Didn't even give me a chance to get used to its enormous length and girth. He just drove into my throat, slowly but with intent. It felt so good, the force with which he moved. I gagged and choked as he got closer to the back of my throat, where I'd have to find a way to accommodate him that went beyond just opening my mouth wider. When I tried to steady myself against his thighs, he pulled my head away from him and looked down at me. "No fucking hands," he said. "Put them by your side. Don't touch me, and don't touch yourself." Automatically, I complied, and again he smirked. He pushed himself back into my mouth, faster this time, and mercilessly started pumping. He held my face in place and fucked his cock into my throat over and over despite my gagging. I started to tear up, my face getting red with the effort of swallowing him again and again, trying hard to breathe, and loving every second of it. My body ached to touch. I was so wet, so swollen, I just wanted some relief. When he finally held my head and made one final bellow, he came down my throat. I could feel myself flooded with his heat, and it nearly drove me over the edge. However, I kept my hands off, knowing I'd be sorry if I did touch. He slumped against the wall over my head and removed himself from my mouth, ragged breaths catching in his throat. After a few moments of stillness, I rose to my feet and started to rearrange my hair and put my clothes back in order. He recovered quickly and stilled me with his enormous hands on my waist. "Not so fast, Red. Look in the mirror." I narrowed my eyes at him, but I turned to face the mirror. He pressed his groin against my round ass, and I was surprised to find that he was hard again. Already. His fingertips hooked in the pockets inside my hips. He pulled me back towards him and leaned my elbow on the counter. I never once took my eyes off of him in the mirror. He undid my jeans and slid them and the lacy panties just a few inches down. And he took two fingers and pushed them into my soaking wet cunt. He rumbled in appreciation and pulled them out to lick them clean. He offered his fingers to my lips, and just as I opened my mouth to accept them, he pulled away. He just shook his head at my reflection in the mirror. Then he dipped them back into my pussy and smeared my wetness all over, from my clit to my ass, handling everything but settling on nothing. "Professor, I thought he was going to try to finger me to an orgasm, and I was so aroused that it wouldn't have taken much. Instead, he surprised me and pushed a finger into my asshole, twisting and curling as he did. I was too shocked to do anything but moan under my breath. It felt so good. He kept moving in and out slowly, warming me up for what I knew was coming next. He was conscious and considerate, but he left no room for argument. He pressed his cock head in between my cheeks and slid up and down, acclimating me to the hot sensation of him pressing against me. I reached a hand back and grabbed onto his hips, pulling him closer, and he took that as his cue that I was ready for him. "Professor, I'm a pretty open-minded person. I don't get ashamed or embarrassed by much, but normally I have to be in a really close, extremely intimate relationship with someone before I'll let him into my ass. Not that night, though. I wanted to be filled with him in the basest, most carnal way possible." He pulled a condom out of his back pocket and deftly rolled it on, then positioned the tip just at my ass and started to press. "Tell me," he ordered, a quiet whisper in my ear. I nodded my head.
No, I said tell me. You can speak.
Please, I moaned softly.
Please what?
He asked again, one hand closing around my shoulder while the other caressed my ass. Please, Alex. Fuck me in the ass. I want it, and I want it right now. I felt, rather than heard, his laugh. It was a rumble in his chest against my back. And then I felt him driving slowly into me, his cock wet with my arousal. I felt the familiar aching pull as my body tried to work to accommodate him. My heart beat faster, pleasure mixing with pain, and all of my nerve endings on fire. Finally, after what seemed an eternity, his hips were pressed against my ass, and he rested there for a moment. Gone was the rage and anger that had come into the bathroom with us. To replace it was a heady mixture of pleasure, pain, and something else. When we both felt ready, he started to move, slowly pistoning his hips back and into me, rolling his body against mine, slowly driving deeper. He kissed my neck almost tenderly, and as my body got used to his size, I started to rock back into him, matching his thrusts with my own. Professor, I don't know what happened, but we both started moaning and growling, hands gripping each other, a sheen of sweat starting to form on both of our bodies. When he started to tense like he was getting close, I moved a hand between my legs and started rolling my clit in my fingers, and I couldn't contain it anymore. I felt an orgasm explode in my brain and wash its way down my body, saw white around my edges, a blindness so beautiful I wanted to experience it forever. I shrieked, and he clapped a hand over my mouth. Pumped hard into me, and I felt him come. I felt his whole body shudder and twitch, and as he came, he sunk his teeth into my shoulder. We stayed like that for a little while, and then when someone knocked on the bathroom door, we gathered our clothes and tried to arrange ourselves. The poor patron who had been waiting his turn at the restroom would just have to understand. When our clothes were on and we had checked the mirror for anything terribly out of place, he leaned down and kissed me gently. When we left, we went separate ways, but I feel confident that we'll be seeing each other again soon. You are right, Professor. There's no more animosity between Alex and me. I don't hate him. He doesn't hate me. We won't be disrupting your class next semester. I don't think it's anything more than a sexual arrangement with him, but come on. When the sex is that good, you have to go back for seconds, right? I'm sitting here rubbing my shoulder, still feeling that mark that he left on me with his teeth. It's still not exactly what I want. And this ache in my pussy right now has nothing to do with Alex. It has everything to do with you, Professor, and the fear and anticipation of what you might assign me to do next.